Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramkar.
And I am Kira Rod. You guys caught me right off camera here. Don't you love my unicorn mug? It's like the best. And I was stirring it. So forgive me as my poor husband was going, hey, we're on the air. And welcome, beloved ones.
Welcome. And
Actually, we're making sure we're on the air.
I'm double checking here.
Well, I will say hi to all of you that are at bbsradio.com. We are delighted to be with you. Of course, we are also broadcasting over at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can catch us live, audio, video, and of course, chatting. And my beautiful, beloved husband has just confirmed we are also over at YouTube at official Sri and Kira. And I believe we're at Facebook at Oneness Talk Radio.
We are. Everything's working. Everything's tip top, forward.
Good. And so find your favorite station and please be with us. And to hello to all of the affiliates that are carrying the show. Sri and I have been on the air continuously for, I think we're in our 15th broadcast year. So thank you to everyone who has supported this show for so many years. And let's jump. You want to jump right into it, guys?
Hey.
So we are jumping. The first thing you might notice is, hey, Sri and Kira, what is that next to Sri? And why are you and Sri all snuggled up in the corner of the frame if you're watching
us? And why are you watching?
And, yeah, right. And so let's talk about that because if you were with us yesterday we opened up what is going to be a much greater dialogue about what is happening on the planet right now with the 5G energy. And this is an important conversation to initiate. It is not going to end with this weekend's broadcast. Sri and I are actually producing a very small little segment about this that will be posted up at our YouTube very, very shortly. And so there's a lot more to share. However, in the context that we are so close to that beautiful equinox energy next week, and this is a very feminine equinox that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And in the energy of this extraordinary full moon that we are all in at the moment, there is an exquisite experience that's before all of us, right? Remember, we are here in that bridge from November 11th to September 11th to September 20th. I'm already
there
in November.
Is.
We were talking about Bhutan today, and we're leaving in November, so forgive me. And so the gift that is upon us all in this very moment is a rich opportunity through the opened eyes of awareness to pay attention to the experiences and what they are revealing. This is in the higher realms. It is a time, we've just been doing a lot of sing and dance and joy filled here. And in density, it can literally be just the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. This is an amazing time. Mid-September, we're moving into a greater form of experience. And we are inviting each and every one to pay attention, because when awareness meets experience, experience reveals more. And in the revelation is the opportunity for the choice and the growth. Experience itself is wonderful.
Yes.
And experience plus consciousness equals evolution, equals our ever-refining spiral of discernment. And so as we move into this time, it's also important to remember that, how are you doing? Have you noticed the launch pad that has happened that brought us into this September? Because we have gone through an amazing period of time. The last few months have truly been amazing. And those energies have brought forward people who are talking about all kinds of things, everything from the physicality and the symptoms and the body to the emotionality, the depression and the hope and the despair and all of those polarities, to the deeper trust in one's spirituality.
Or not. That's what's happening right now. And this is why the 5G needs to be addressed.
The 5G is an amazing, let's just say it's an instance or an occurrence which is bringing forward or inviting greater recognition. because if we are not conscious of our choices, the 5G will make them for you.
Well, and that's really a very valid and important place to begin with this conversation. So other than this beautiful little chair, which we're going to fill in just a moment next to Sri, you notice above that chair, if you're watching us on any of the places where we're broadcasting, you see that there is this beautiful being in meditative pose, focused. And if you look at their crown chakra, and if you look at their entire structure, it has become the cell tower. And at the top of the cell tower in her crown chakra, you'll notice there's a beam of light. Well, that's that radiation. And let's see, if I move, I think, well, nope, I don't think you can see it. I think my chair covers it. Anyway, that's directly to your device, whatever that device is. And that's why we tried to float a lot of devices in this graphic, because yesterday we opened up this conversation about what the 5G is. And I will share with you, I want to take a moment to acknowledge that overnight, wow, did we get a lot of email? A lot. You know, Sri and I are not involved in the mass media. So I did not know that there was some mega conference that was happening right now about 5G, or that so-and-so was sending out letters about 5G. So I did take a moment, because Sri and I are very disconnected from that, because we really do live in the essence of joy, the now moment, the creation process. We trust our guidance. And so I was like, okay, if all this came to us after this first episode, then I guess we need to read it. And what I found buried inside of the very information that was supposed to be making you aware, every piece about it, in the end, left you afraid and angry. The energy was be afraid and be angry. And one of our beautiful listeners here even sent us an email from somebody else who circulated and said something about some mafia that I have never heard of, because I just don't engage in that. Because, and guys, I want you to understand why Sri and I don't engage in any of that. All of the beautiful beings and the divine directors, I read this in Soulmen. It came through during the July experience. And I read it then, and I'm going to put it back out again, because the divine directors clearly said it doesn't matter if any of it's real. See, it doesn't matter. Because that reality, that conspiracy, that engagement is only coming forward because you're making it empowered. And that's the gift of this. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. And if you're getting angry at what I'm saying, then that's okay too. Just look at the source of your anger, because you're not angry about what I'm sharing. I'm inviting you to look at really what is manipulating you. And so that is the hardest yet the most freeing gift we are all blessed with in this lifetime, is the willingness, the awareness, the experience mm-hmm. of ourselves from the fifth dimension, just as the starting point. And one of the emails even said, well, you know, listen to it, 5D and 5G. I was like, wow, okay, there's a stretch. Listen to it.
ABCD.
Right? Well, let me tell you something. In English, it might sound close to that. But, you know, Sri and I are blessed to have lived around the world, traveled the world. And this is about English would be the only language where you would have that. Because it would be cinco de aquí, right? Or cinco je. And they're very, you know, so it's very, very different how that works. And so I'm just inviting your mind to open. I'm inviting you to expand even more. And I know you've sent me hate mail before, and that's okay. The only reason I'm even offering this airtime is because all of us are seeing this. All of us are doing this. And this is where we picked up from yesterday's show. Over the past experience moment, right? Since we entered September, which is an awareness month in an awareness year, and we only have one more awareness month left this year, and you know when it is? December. Big, big, big. So this is really big. It means September, December are its own energy field, right? So in that experience, what we have personally witnessed, and I certainly have been through this myself, we are not immune. We are all having the same experiences. Is that during this time, many, many, many beautiful, beautiful, heart-centered, amazing beings who are absolutely awake masters have been pelted to the point of giving up. That's the purpose of the 5G. The purpose of the 5G is to get you to give up, to get you to voluntarily stop, to get you so angry, so mad, that if you were really awake, yet not empowered. So you must become empowered. You have no choice. If you do not empower yourself now, you are either going to transition or you are going to get sucked into density, and it will be not the gift that you would like it to be in the moment of the experience. Because remember, everything is always a gift when it comes to its higher conscious experience. So before we go any further about the 5G expansion, what Sri and I had talked about yesterday, and we were very, very excited for those of you that were with us in the beginning of the show, was that, and we have beautiful pictures that we're going to be putting up at the Tosa Blue Mountain website. Hopefully in the next 2 days, we'll get that all up there. But we had just harvested. We are offering people something that we're not aware that's happening anywhere else in the world, really. And that is that you can come here to Tosa Blue Mountain, and together we select the San Pedro cactus that will be your guide,
your spiritual guide.
I will bring you on a non-ingestion ceremony so that you can connect with all of them. We will together select. Then you will harvest with us. You will do the ceremony with us. You will prepare it with us. And this is bona fide, organic, grown in the natural valleys, San Pedro. And so our very first come and please help us do this together process happened yesterday. And Sri, I think you should share from there, huh?
Yeah.
And then we're going to bring in our two beautiful people we promised to bring in.
So one of the things I want to remind you is that all life is sacred.
Oh.
And plant life especially offers a connection and a, you could call it a groundedness, but a very much a connection to Gaia, a connection to the natural cycles, the sun, the wind, the rain, the moon, the earth. All of that is present in the plants. And then through their various missions, they offer medicines. And as you know, all of the pharmaceuticals, for the most part, are derived from naturally occurring plant medicines that found throughout the planet. And San Pedro is a sacred medicine that is used to open consciousness. Now, remember also that anything that you ingest, anything that you do for that matter, shifts depending upon your intention.
That is number one. Critical is intention and environment. And you know, Timothy Leary, many, many, many years ago, wrote about this. And it was one of his bases of his experiments that the results of all psychedelics were always dependent upon environment and intention.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason I offer this as a reminder for you to just check in and go, yeah, it feels true, is that we went through a process of honoring this sacred plant and the collective consciousness of all the San Pedro plants,
yeah,
because they all have a shared mission. And which one came forward and said, I would like to be the one that participates to help your visitors. And we harvested this. It was
actually over a meter tall.
40 inches.
We cut off the top 14 inches to plant,
to replant.
And this beautiful, beautiful being already had 5 babies growing around it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so extraordinary.
And so this plant was singing. This plant was loving and went through a whole ceremonial process before.
Come. Sue's already crying. This is Sue. Sue's already crying. So while Sri talks, you need to just meet Sue. This is Sue is
on,
our there's Sue.
There
Sue is our lead ceremonialist here at Tosa Blue Mountain, and she was here with the harvest. She's been crying for 2 days. So anyway, go ahead. I just wanted
all right,
to bring
well,
you in,
I'll,
Sue.
I'll speed it up a little
yeah.
bit for you. And so we gathered the plant together. We honored the potlatch of this plant and prepared the medicine. And it takes love and intelligence to know which pieces to use and how to best prepare it so that we honor and conserve the energy.
Yes.
And not boil it away and not bring in what is not intended for ingestion.
So we want to share with you that we first and foremost want to say that we 100% respect and honor all Native traditions and ways. And certainly for those who brew tea, that is wonderful. However, Sri and I are very committed to a grain-free, raw lifestyle. So we actually dehydrated it. And it became, well, Sue, why don't we let you take over? Why don't you talk about it? So Sue was part of the entire process. She'll be guiding people through their ceremonies next week. We have lots of groups coming right now. And so Sue, why don't you, and Sue actually has it. We want to show it. We want to, earlier before we went on the air today, I was clearly shown that we needed to share this energy with all of you right now. So we're sharing this with you. And so how beautiful that this energy can be shared without ever ingesting. San Pedro is not about the ingestion. That is optional. But San Pedro has so many other beautiful gifts to give you. Why do you think they named it San Pedro? That is not the indigenous name for this cactus. They named it St. Peter because it was that beautiful. So go ahead. Oh, Sue's already crying over there, guys.
I know.
Here, Sri, lean into me so Sue can be more in. There we are.
Bit.
Okay.
You're in the frame.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, beloved ones, what I really want to share is that from the moment I came this time and connected with the plants that we were going to harvest, and this beautiful sacred one came forward and said, yes, you know, I'm here to support humanity. And what has gotten me so teary is throughout the whole process, this beloved plant just opened up and said, yes, I'm here to help each person that is ready to come forward and release and heal that which has been holding you back, to lift into the truth of who you are. And it just, I mean, they have so much to say and so much to share.
So show.
And I'm holding just this little bit.
Here, guys, look.
And just
hold
it.
Let's see if I can. Oh, look. It's reflecting the green screen. No, wait, guys. You got to love. Look, it's the cosmic universe right now.
It's the cosmic universe.
It is so beautifully green. We can't get it to show. Look at this, Sue.
I was going to say the crystal.
Wow. Look at this. This is great. Look, and those are trees. There it is. See, those are trees.
Oh my God.
Do you guys love this? I love this. So then let's try. So because it's so beautiful, we'll put pictures
up.
I promise you. I know, but that's what I want to say. We heard we should put it in a green jar. So let's try this. Oh, yeah.
Look
at this. But this is perfect. It is pure crystalline light. I love this. I'm not planned. That's great. No, we were going to show you how much it made and all that.
Well,
no, it's not there.
It's okay. Keep sharing.
So go ahead. And then we have another magic surprise for you. Go ahead, honey.
So as we were preparing it, just being in the presence of it, without ingesting, it's like it's lifting me to this place that, and I'm just so happy to be here, you guys. Oh my God. We have this amazing group coming, and this is not just for us that's here, this is for you. And we wanted to share
the love, and
we're all connected, and these amazing plant helpers. On the planet, they're here to support us in this time, to help us to lift through all this 5G.
And Sue, I want to just share with all of you too that not only did we harvest the San Pedro, but our Temescal, we all entered for the first time. And this first beautiful group harvest ingestion San Pedro, for those who are coming, we harvested it for them. Sri and I do not ingest San Pedro, just so you know. But this San Pedro is going to be honored, and we're going to be using our Temescal for the first time as well. And so I just want to bow to you, Sue. And Sue is the carrier of the sacred pipes and all of the native traditional ways. She brings that gift to us here at Tosa Blue Mountain. So we just want to thank you with
thank
all of our
you.
Heart for bringing that gift to us. Thank you so
you.
Much, sweetheart. Thank
and
you.
I invite everyone to really connect this whole next week with your heart, your prayers, and just kind of send your intentions mentally to me, because your prayers will be honored.
We hear them all, angels. We hear you. Mm-hmm. So, Sue, I'm going to ask you to invite in your cohort.
I will.
All right. And so thank you, Sue. We're so grateful
thank
you're here.
You.
So we were very, very honored that that meter, after Sue and her beautiful, dear, beloved Aparna worked all day
slide
long.
Over
slide
there.
Over. We got to get in closer, sweetheart.
There
we are. Okay.
And
so after they worked all day long, and it was a 16-hour dehydrate, right? So we wound up having this one needed 16 hours and was quite extraordinary. It made How many?
17 tablespoons.
Right. It made exactly 17 tablespoons of powder. Well, for those of you that don't know, a tablespoon is a traditional dose. However, the whole time we have all been working on this, I had to step away. Just holding the San Pedro after we were clearing it and preparing it, just having it come in through my skin, this is such a beautiful blessing and such I mean, it feels like Mother Gaia herself was reaching up into my arms and saying, thank you. You know, and we've talked about this, guys. This happened on the 8-8 Lions Gate and all those other things that have been going on with it. So I actually had to step away from the preparation and they all had to put on gloves. So we realized that this is such a special, and we've realized that they're all going to be like this. It's not just this one. They're all going to be like this because we're very blessed to have eights and nines here. We have some sevens and some sixes because not all San Pedro have the same numbers. So we talked about it amongst ourselves, and Aparna, who herself is a beautiful San Pedro shaman, offered to say, I will be the first. And so then we got that this was for you as well. So you ingested about how long ago now?
Probably about 2 hours ago.
Okay, so this San Pedro, Aparna ingested about 2 hours ago, and you took like a half a dose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we're not sure, because it's that beautiful. So we just want to invite you to connect with Aparna, let Aparna share whatever she may be experiencing in this moment. Her journey is just beginning, and so is all of ours. And we felt that a beautiful way to really call us all together as we talk about this 5G spiritual warfare and take all of your phone calls and all of that, we really first wanted to say, let's remember the truth of why we're on this planet. To the yoga of self-ascension, if you've worked with Sri and I, know this. The yoga of self-ascension is about remembering and empowering yourself as the master you are while you're still in form, so that you have the opportunity to free yourself to be of true service to others.
Yeah.
And it is 4 easy steps, and they go in no particular order. There is no dogma. There are no musts. What there is a commitment to the journey. And both our beloved Sue and Aparna, I bow before, because they have been committed to the journey for a very long time.
Yeah.
And we are honored that they are here with us. And so we just want to kind of take a moment and let Aparna share whatever she would like to share with you, mm-hmm. respecting that she is taking her journey today on behalf of all of us. So Aparna, we'd just like to feel in with you, honey, touch in with you, and then we'll get you out of our studio.
Huh.
Minimal electronic as we could do, but there is electronics in here. It's the most electronics in our whole place, so I want to honor that for you.
Well, it is such an honor to be here.
Thank you, sweetheart.
With you. Such a moment has been a shining blessing, and from the moment of approaching the San Pedro plant, like, she was just so radiantly, joyfully happy and available. Of joy from harvesting and preparing, you know, just the whole process and feeling, and with every joyful intention sent in, just feeling that amplified being sent back was just so incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just like kind of like micro macro, that's what Gaia has to offer.
Yes.
And that's what the
yes.
universe has to offer.
Yeah.
So it's just working on aligning our little bits with the greater bits, and I'm grateful to be
thank you
for the support, assistance, for this beautiful sanctuary to be able to to experience this in, because I come from that cell tower land.
Well, and are you able, would you feel comfortable? Sri and I absolutely, your journey is your journey. Yeah. And that's one of the things at Tosa Blue Mountain, your journey is your journey. No one will overlay anything on you.
I wouldn't have brought it up if I wasn't comfortable.
So you are comfortable. Thank you. So Aparna lives in New York City, guys. All right. Like 5G central. Yeah. And we were having this conversation. So yeah, we would invite you to share that. Yeah. Thank you.
So New York City in general has always been very electromagnetically challenging and inundated.
Very true.
The more sensitive that I've gotten over the years and the more flooded and saturated it's become, the more challenging it's been for me. It's like wading through a sea of resistance, kind of almost, and pressure. Mm-hmm. But when this 5G switch happened, it was like, first of all, where I work, I have the place where I have to, where I am the most, there are four tablets connected to it this far, like within arm's reach.
Here, move over so they can see. No, go ahead. Okay. You're good.
So four tablets within arm's reach connected to the Wi-Fi, and a computer, two wireless phones, and the router, modem, and all of that is...
I'm feeling it when they're just talking about it, aren't you? Ouch!
So, like,
ouch!
I was already, you know, like, I've got the crystals, I've got the things.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, thank goodness.
But the day that I walked in and they switched it to 5G, I literally recoiled. And, you know, it shifted it so much more. Like, the intensity and the heaviness was just so very palpable. And because it's such a heavily populated and congested city, all the devices are so stacked that they're just walking down the street, you know, the free Wi-Fi everywhere. Like
let's ping you everywhere. That's free Wi-Fi.
There are three internet towers on every block where I work, where you can plug and charge your phone. How cool. But it's also broadcasting. But point being that it has become more and more important to be able to remind oneself that we are sovereign of our energy fields. And I've been on all of those iPads that are there. I put up pictures of nature or sacred geometry to help remind myself.
Right on.
And even though, like, some of my coworkers think I'm a little strange and some of them appreciate it, I have all these more crystals out than ever.
Right on.
And it's like, it's the time where, you know what, regardless of what they're going to think, this is really important.
I want to jump in on that, because if we all take off our cloak in September, right, if we all really say, you know what, I am in a self-imposed cloak of invisibility, and we have all been guilty of it, every one of us, we had to be. And it's not even that we're guilty of it. We didn't even know it was there. It was part of the mechanism. So when we take that off, then it's about this awareness to see that greater playground of invisibility. Mm-hmm. So when you put out your crystals and they think you're a little crazy, you know what? That's part of it. I want to take that all the way back right now. Go.
And some of them don't.
Right.
Now it turns out that I have who ask me about it. And
right.
There's one that I bring crystals in every time I come for.
Exactly.
Now, it's like they're not afraid to be like say it anymore. Because
and that's the gift. See, that's the point I want to make, is that the more of us that come out and are tired of being told we're crazy, don't you get it? Telling us we were all crazy, telling us that we were making this all up, telling whatever you've been told, because God knows I went through it all as a child and for many, many years. But when you finally allow yourself to believe and know and believe, sometimes it has to start with belief. Just believe it. Believe yourself, your inner wisdom. Then enough of us bind together that suddenly they can't keep putting out the misinformation anymore. You see, they've tried everything. And this brings us right back to where we are today. And I'm so grateful you brought us here, because where we are today is this. Whatever word you want to give it, whatever weird mafia or whatever this or that or whatever lizard reptilian, it's irrelevant. Whatever conspiracy, whatever lack of oneness, whatever you want to name that or feel comfortable with identifying with around that, it has tried to scare you. It has tried to kill you. It has tried to make you doubt yourself. It has tried to get society to make sure that you have no support. They have, whatever that collective they is, they have done everything to come after you. And I guarantee that if you're really on this path, they went after you in every point, because they go after the financial, they go after the emotional, they go after the relationship, they will go after anything they can. And you know what? We're all still here.
Yep.
We're all still here, guys. So the only thing left is for you to quit. That's all that's left. It's for you to give up voluntarily, for you to say, it's just too damn hard. I don't want to do it anymore. So 5G is here to make it even harder. And Aparna, I just want to say thank you for being with us. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our honor. Oh,
thank
God,
you for loving this world.
And thank you for nourishing such a beautiful sanctuary in this world and holding it open for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for radiating such joy to all of us. So let's all of us just take a moment and kind of, Shree's going to scooch a little bit, and I'm going to try and scooch a little.
Go.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
And so let's all just take a moment and really say thank you to Sue and Aparna, because whether or not you're feeling it in this moment, I pray that at some point over this week of experience, you will feel what's happening here. And this is what we had talked about yesterday, that there is so much happening with this 5G radiation, and Shree and I are not in a little, you know, placebo world around this. We are very aware that of the density experience from the physical experience, this is going to affect you. As a matter of fact, so much so that I went to Cuenca, which is, it's not fully up yet. There's just some new frequency going on in there, and I can't go. I went twice, and both times I passed out, because as Aparna and Sue were sharing with you, Tosa Blue Mountain, we really feel is kind of like a ground zero of pure energy. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to get 5G here. That's not what I'm saying, because at some point it'll show up, right? You know, and this is what everybody was telling me. You tell Shree and Kira it's going to be in the satellites. Yeah, we know that, honey. We know. Baby, we're not. We do know. And so let us speak, right? Give us an opportunity to share what we know before we're being judged. Go ahead.
One of the things to remember is that everything that happens is an opportunity for you to grow.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
And one of the things that I kind of chuckle about, because so many people have kind of been stimulated to really put on their activism about this, whereas other causes...
Which is exactly what they want. All that anger and activism is feeding it. It's food.
And here's the irony is that everyone who is on a spiritual path recognizes that you are living inside of a dream world. The consensus reality is a dream. It is an illusion. And that when we are deep in meditation, when we're deep through our breath work, where we're deep through the gift of some form of medicine that opens consciousness, we begin to touch the pure Shakti, the pure energy that underpins this illusion. Now, the thing here is, why would you decide that this cause is worthy of jumping back into the illusion, but other causes aren't?
Well, let me tell you why. May I jump in? And
yes.
So here's why. And it's a very valid experience, okay? I first want to just put out there to all of you that, yes, you are going to need to protect yourself from a physical level on this. And Shree and I are actually
going to
talk about that, because we actually have been experimenting with that, because literally I'm passing out. I can't even be out in public anymore. So out of necessity, we created some pretty amazing things that will help you protect yourself. That is not the reason we're putting out this information. We're just saying that if you resonate with it, you're going to need it. The other gift to recognize is that all of the things that you're reading about 5G from the world of density, even if you think you're hearing it from a spiritual person, they are from the world of density. If it leaves you feeling less than, Archangel Zadkiel 101, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, please read that book. But Shree asked Archangel Zadkiel directly. You want to share?
Yeah, I asked, how do we know if what we're hearing or what the information that we're receiving is true?
And is of the highest
was the actual phrasing. How do we know that this
information
is of the highest?
Right.
And Zadkiel in the infinite reflection of divine love said, well, first, if the information leaves you feeling less than, if there's any form of hierarchy,
judgment, anger,
or if you have emotional reaction that is not love, then it's not of the highest.
It's a litmus test. It's easy. And you have the lie detector, and that was the other part Zadkiel said,
right here,
right in front of you.
It says you will know. And the point of the matter is, it isn't there for you to judge this as an unworthy thing. It's there for you to cultivate your loving discernment to say, that's not for me.
Right.
In saying that's not for me, you're saying yes to your own sacred soul. You're saying yes to your own sacred vessel. And that discernment is not anger. That discernment is an act of love. I love myself enough to know not to ingest poison. I love myself enough to know that in the confrontation of these repressive energies, that I'm going to care for my body differently. I'm going to limit my exposure. I'm going to do what I need to do to honor this. And this, as opposed to run out and engage a battle which will bind me in the war and keep me stuck within the level of consciousness that created this problem to begin with.
So this is why it is so important. And this is why this entire year, 2019, the year of divine awareness, has been about what? Awareness, about calling us forward. If you go back and you scroll through your year right now, you will see how much has happened. Now, the 5G experience, we are addressing from the fifth dimensional level up. And let me share with you why. All those things that are happening with 5G and 3D world, yeah, they're real. They're happening. It is absolutely happening. And it's absolutely part of the plan. We are the co-creators that brought this on. Whether we like it or not, we have to pay attention. And yeah. So because we are all part of this, if we sincerely want to change it, and this is what passionate action is about. Passionate action is the gift of transiting on the pyramid of spiritual awakening. I think most of you know it by now, right? We're born into density consciousness, and that's where 5G came in. Then we live through spiritual activism. Well, that's where fundamentalism breeds. And Sri and I, back in 2004, started sharing that the world was going to get stuck in spiritual activism if we didn't do something then. And a lot of people thought we were insane because, oh, spiritual activism is a good thing. Yes, it is a good thing because it lifts you out of density consciousness. But spiritual activism breeds the judgment of us versus them, that my way is the only way. And so the entire planet, while it evolved into that, is in the most danger. And we've been teaching this for 17 years, that this is the most dangerous level we can be stuck in because it means we're stuck in judgment. And I think we're all starting to see that happen. This technology, this 5G technology, in the world of consciousness, because those, whatever the though they is that you want to insert, they want consciousness to stop evolving. Because consciousness is the only way we will lift this planet. And this is why what Aparna was sharing, with Sue stepping out full time and everything that people are doing right now, if we are afraid to be seen for the truth of who we are, then they have already won. Then consciousness will no longer evolve. You are how
the ceiling is frozen.
You are how consciousness lifts. The 5G frequency is being targeted. And it's why we created this graphic the way we did. It is being targeted to stop. It will go into your throat. You've got to protect 5th, 6th, 7th. Why? Because we just had all these brilliant openings, right? The universe is so aware. See, we're always protected. If we just give ourselves the gift of listening, the universe is so aware. They came in and said, look, we're going to open these windows. We're going to connect you with your cosmic prime meridians. Consciousness is the way through this. And if you live in a heavy 5G concentrated area right now, you must protect throat and head. And next week, we'll show you, Sri and I have been working with the indigenous people here because the information that came through my soul was that it's not only the protection of the throat and the head, it's also the hug from Mother Gaia. It's Gaia saying, I will stand by you. I will be with you. And so the scarves that we had made are all handmade, hand-dyed, natural weave fiber, supporting an indigenous women's co-op that wouldn't eat without this kind of work. We had Panama hats made, real handmade, the entire thing, all of these being lined with the highest quality 5G fabric on the planet. And we've done all of our own testing. We took nothing for granted. And so I'm sharing with you, that's what we've done for us, because that's how we felt it needed to be. And for you, I just want to share with you, at the very least, You know, I know in the United States, especially right now, if you start wearing things around your head, God knows what they're going to say to you. Well, you know what? We made a Panama hat.
Panama hat doesn't look like anything other than recreation.
I mean, and I think hijabs are stunning and gorgeous, and God bless women who wear them. But all I'm saying is, in one respect, they're very blessed because they're already protected. It's this, guys. That's the weapon, the spiritual weapon. And that's going to be the name of the little movie Sri and I are putting out. 5G is a weapon against your spirituality. It is a weapon of consciousness, first and foremost. And can I say one more thing, honey?
Yeah, I got it.
And the way they're really coming after your consciousness is through all these people that are telling you to be angry. To that conference left off that are now breeding other groups of anger, which is exactly what the 5G energy needs to breed. So I'm just sharing with you to perhaps use this moment as a moment of expansion rather than contraction. Just a thought. I'm sorry, baby.
No big deal. One of the things to kind of take a breath around is to depersonalize this.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not about you. Nobody's after you.
No.
You're safe. You're fine. You're a wonderful, wonderful being having this human experience. What it is about is... ...on the opportunity for those... Kind of like saying, okay, if you are awake and you know how to preserve and maintain yourself, the 5G won't stop you. Because you're going to take steps. Like Aparna mentioned, I'm going to put my crystals there. I'm going to do the things I need to do
right.
Because I feel the oppression of this radiation.
And that takes conscious awareness.
So you have to be aware right. enough to notice
and
it.
And that, see, this is where it gets tricky. Because many people who are just waking up are not that energy sensitive.
Right.
Like, I mean, I walk into a town that has 5G and I literally pass out. Okay, that's because I'm living up here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Pretty much insulated. This is the most interaction I get on electronics. And because of that, I am able to hold a frequency of positivity, deep connection, and joy. And our purpose for being is so that we can share that with you.
Yeah.
And that's why we had Aparna here sharing our sacred medicine with you as well. This is a moment where together we are better. You know, who is it that's saying none of this is real? The exact beings of the third dimensional realm that have no idea they're being irradiated, right? Because their consciousness was like that cement. Remember we talked about that cement stirring the past few months? It's a powerful moment, Sri.
It's a very powerful moment. It's also a moment to expand your compassion.
Yes,
because
yes, yes.
The only way to modulate a negative frequency is to amplify your own capacity to be radiating love, compassion, and a sense of joy. Without love, compassion, and joy, there is no battle. There is nothing that can be won.
Right.
You just are dancing around the energy over and over. So we're not here to dwell on this much longer. We just wanted to make sure that we put a perspective into your field of awareness for you to consider, for you to try on. Because as we do our practices, and wearing shielded fabric is nothing more than a practice.
Right.
It's not a solution
right.
to the issue. It's
yeah.
a practice to magnify your spiritual empowerment.
Yeah.
The purpose of a spiritual practice is not the practice. It's the fruit of the practice.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to share, we're just getting ready to go to call lines. And as a matter of fact, the caller that we were going to first either lost their connection or hung up. So if you're in Puerto Rico, call back. We were going to go to you first today. So, Sri, I think we're being called to Sedona.
Let's say hello
to
Sedona.
I don't know who this is, but you know, you guys know that when Sri and I first met, if you read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, it just felt like we needed to return to Sedona. So wireless caller from Sedona. Namaste. Welcome.
Hello, I think you have me on the line today.
Yes, we do.
We do have you on the line, and you sound so beautiful.
Blessings. I have listened to you since the beginning, I believe. And
oh.
When I used to live in Egypt, I used to call in at times as well. But today I was just really, really, I had to pick up the phone and call and be on hold the whole time. And I know why I called, which I'll get to, but I also wanted to make a comment right
Please.
Now that may be helpful to some of you.
Thank you.
And that is about the 5G. Years ago in Sedona, when they turned on the smart meters, I was hit heavily. I had all the symptoms of Fukushima. It wasn't just the smart meters. I was targeted as well. And I went through the total rebuild of the body and all the protection and all the nutrition. And I've rebuilt this body so many times. But we discovered something, and one of my dear sweet friends, who's my shamanic partner, who's since passed over, found a way to pop the energies of the smart meters out of the mode they were in and to interject the love and to create the frequency coming out to be beneficial for all those around. And I thought, what a wonderful opportunity. I don't seem to have any fear around what's going on right now, although I understand its implications.
Yes.
But just being able to simply pop the energies out, take that moment to interject that love, the compassion, everything that you're so much about, and to have that be the radiation on the planet. And what a wonderful way to shift everything quickly, if we could. And maybe that's one of the reasons we called it to ourselves.
I love that. I love that. I also want to pop in real quick and say thank you. I love what you just modeled for everyone. It's just so always perfect, the order, the callers, the way they come in. I love how you modeled that. Yeah, I have no fear, but certainly I'm aware. And that is such a beautiful, blessed gift to give so many others. And thank you for holding that, because that's really it. That is that moment where it's like, look, my head's not in the sand. I'm very aware. I'm intelligent. I'm articulate. I get it. And I choose to not be afraid. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I bow to all of us in this moment.
Absolutely.
And the reason I called in was because maybe a little mini soul reading could be a validation. I've just dived in and went through a real breakthrough. And I'm in a union soul relationship of 3 years. And a year ago, I went through a lot of health challenges due to some energy work I was involved in. Anyway, I ended up in the hospital with a serious operation and 6 weeks of institution and have rebuilt. And I'm coming out of it really strong at this point.
Yeah, you are.
But I have a question, you know,
please,
or two there about the direction forward now. So, you know, any insight would be very welcome.
Well, I'm not laughing. I'm giggling with your guides. I just want you to hear that. Your guides are great gigglers. And I'm giggling with them because they're saying, you just demonstrated it. Honey, you're a teacher. You're a teacher. You're a leader.
Yeah.
And it's like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Like they're saying, here's what they also said. They said you needed to be rebuilt, kind of like Sri. Right? Because Sri was literally rebuilt. And they said you needed to be rebuilt. You needed these refinements that have come in over the past, they're telling me 3.5 years. And that you are now at a moment where it's like, okay, go. You're ready. And they're saying, pay attention. You're in the moment of experience. Look at what's right around you. And so I just want to bow before you. Thank you for the blessing of being with us today. Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, it's my honor.
My honor, too.
My honor. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Namaste.
And hey, Puerto Rico got back in. All right. So hi, namaste, Puerto Rico. Thanks for calling back. We were feeling you really strongly.
Oh, yes. I was feeling you, too. It's Venus, and I'm so grateful. Everything changed since I decided not to show up for any more harassment. So I amicably completed everything with my old work, just got back from my country, and from today I'm starting my new life in freedom, and I'm very grateful and blessed, and I also got a guidance to write a book about everything being blessing in disguise.
Beautiful.
And my back going out was a perfect blessing that made it possible for this amicable completion. And I would appreciate any insight because I really want to get together with my soul family and with my twin flame and really fulfill my divine mission. So any insight into that would be greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you for the honor. Number one, thank you for the honor. Angel, the first thing I just want to share with you is that as I was connecting with you, even before you started sharing about the book, there was this beautiful, I want to call it a golden monk. Like it was but it was one of those very, like almost very, very mystical type robes, gold, 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 gold all around you. And they were writing. and they were writing. So it's very important for you to write your book. This isn't just an idea. You need to write this book. And they're saying that you have already taken the first step. Now take another. And that your breath will guide you. And that you will always know by, you have a very intuitive body, by the way. So you will always know by your third chakra whether or not the step you're taking is guiding you correctly. And they're saying that be one, learn more about your third chakra, which is the chakra of empowerment. Because right now, sometimes there's a misunderstanding within your body, mind, spirit connection where you think it might be fear when it's actually joy. And so they're saying, bring your hand to your third chakra more often. Keep taking those steps and write that book. This golden monk behind you has a lot more to say, but they're doing this to me. And so that, if you're not watching, if you're listening, they've got their finger up in front of me saying, that's enough. And so you're ready. And I am honored that we have had time with you today. Thank you, my angel.
Oh, I'm honored too. So much love and gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste, my angel. Namaste. Thank you. And Sri, I want to go. We've got lots of callers. We also have lots of mail.
Yeah, let's turn it over to that.
Because everybody's asking about this, you know, the 5G and the energies. And again, remember, guys, we're going to be sharing a lot more about this. But it's important to recognize right now that, yeah, you know, it is here. It is going to affect us. But it's a direct attack at consciousness. Because if you're dense, you're not even aware of what it's doing. You're just hip to the fact that it's Wi-Fi and it's free, right? But if you're awake, it can be kind of interesting. And so, Sri, we've had a few wonderful emails come in. And so let me start with this one. Hold on. It's in actually a different email. Here it is. So let's read this one.
Okay. Subject line, 5G, removing the cloak and holy wow.
Resistance and physical symptoms. And this is why we're reading this email, because how many of you are doing that as well, right?
Okay. My dearest Sri and Kira, I am deciding to write to you because after listening to yesterday's show, I am trusting that sharing this with you and others, if you choose, may be helpful.
Yes, it is. Thank you, honey.
In honor of your time and energy, I will cut to the chase. About a year ago, I began having intermittent hives. There was really no rhyme or reason as to the trigger. I trusted it was an ascension energy. I went through a gallbladder removal earlier this year. The hives settled a bit, but on September 1, they came in and bam, huge hives. This feels connected to two things. One, the 5G, and two, the removal of the cloak of invisibility. We have begun locally a transition to the meters that read of energy consumption that uses 5G technology, and I'm sure of it. Of course, the 3D does not see any of this. I've already begun practices of calling in gold and crystalline light and filling my heart.
Yeah.
I feel a deep compassion for all in this beautiful time of expansion. I am surrounding my energy and my physical body with crystals, time in the quiet, organic foods, filtered water. I know what my cloak is. I have known for a while. I am moving through this, but this is some powerful resistance.
Right, guys? Right? They want you to quit. And they want you to do it yourself.
My temples of my head feel like a pressure is coming inward on them, like a vice.
Yeah, I get it.
It does not hurt, but it's noticeable.
It's always there.
Headaches. Where I am feeling the greatest resistance is I still have this fear that creeps in that this is something bigger. It feels like I need to bust out of my current skin. I'm processing, but if you have any clarity through a mini soul reading, I would so love it. I also would love to know if this is something we are seeing or see with the 5G. I love you dearly, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you for so succinctly and beautifully sharing what so many other emails were talking about. And that's why we selected yours, even though it just snuck in early this morning. And thank you. But, you know, before I go into what you were sharing, I want you as, you know, a lot of you may not realize that my husband is one of the world's honest to God foremost medical intuitives. And he is bar none the master of Asa Medical Intuitive. Extraordinary. I think we should talk about the gallbladder. And what you're saying, because I really think in this place that the fact that this just happened, right, the gallbladder removal came out and everything else that's going on. But I was, and the hives, right? So I think that we should just, for those of you that are hearing that, is, our physical bodies, my own physical body, I've been going through a lot of stuff. I think I'm almost done with the kidney stoning that's been going on for like 10 days now. But let's talk about that.
Well, there's a couple of levels. Remember, everything is an intersection. You, in this time, at this moment, you are an intersection of energy. You're an intersection of frequency.
Absolutely.
The body, the emotions, the mental body, the spiritual body, everything intersects. Well, what happens if there's a little disharmony? What happens if our attention is over here, but the body is dealing with other stuff?
Right.
In the case of the gallbladder, just stop and think about it for the moment. Its role is to assist you to be properly nourished. The gallbladder is there to help balance and prepare the food so that you can digest it. And what is digestion? The purpose is nutrition, to nourish yourself. And when we are not feeling nourished, when we're feeling a bit beat up, when we're feeling a bit victimized by life, the gallbladder will suffer.
And it does. And so pay attention to that as well. And then how about those hives that came back, Sri?
Well, the hives are another, as we put together a picture here, your skin is your largest organ of elimination.
So think about the nourishment of the gallbladder and the elimination, right?
So there have been frequencies, whether it's emotional history or trauma imprints, whether it's the radiation frequencies, but there is stuff that is entering you that you were not fully releasing. Not allowing to process in the easier way through the digestive tract.
Yeah.
So the skin steps up and says, I'll help out. I'll help release this. And so we get a psoriasis or a rash or some sort of eruption on the skin. And hives have an additional component because they're more energy sensitive. Hives are like the antenna on a rash. They're the outburst that says, okay, something immediate is happening here. And so they bring in an added component of informing as well as releasing.
So baby, just with what Sri shared with you from that physical body standpoint, because remember, our bodies are ascending with us. And as I feel into you, honey, I know what a power-filled, masterful woman you are. And I mean, what a powerful, masterful, universal being you are. What an extraordinary healer you are. Great mother. I mean, you're amazing. So it's no mystery that your gallbladder went. I mean, to me, I think you're just still giving too much of yourself away. And
yes.
I just need you to hear, as I gaze at your energy field right now, what I'm seeing is fear all over you. I'm not seeing anything else other than fear. And honey, if that fear is ruling you, this is going to get in. And that's going to account, because I also think your physical body is saying, hey, if you don't pay attention right now, I'm getting sick and you're going to need to start paying attention to me.
Yeah.
So honey, you wrote us this morning and we're putting this email in front of you because remember, in front of all of us today, in the month of September, right now, September 11th through September 20, we are in the experience mode. But September 21 to September 30th, we're in choice. And all of us are going to have choices put in front of us. And some of them are going to be, oh, yes. And some of them are going to be, well, okay. And some of them might just require a jump. But the key is, will you be at your choice moment in the energy of compassion and lifting, or in the energy of the polarity of the third dimension and tightening?
Mm-hmm.
That's what fear is doing, and that's why you're feeling conflicted.
Fear and anger weaken your energy field.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So this is another reason. Stop looking at the object out there and start paying attention to the environment in here.
Please. All right. Well, Sri, do we have time for one more caller?
We don't. Ones,
guys, we're so sorry. I'm so sorry. Everybody, call us back again.
So we wave to the call board and say Spain and California, New York, New Jersey,
all over, Canada, Australia. I mean, everywhere.
We love you. We thank you for calling. And beloved ones, we are at a time of opportunity. And as one of the callers mentioned, there will be innovations. There will be more coming forward.
Absolutely.
To help sustain your joy. At the moment, it's up to here to make the choice. I choose a life of joy.
And if you can, go check out Soul Charting because it will
answer
everything. So SriAndKira.com. I'm excited. It starts in October. It helps this when you understand this.
Beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.